Tia, let's start with what the legislature is required to do. According to the governor's office, a budget hasn't made its way to his desk yet. Are there any deadlines lawmakers have to meet once a final budget is passed?
No, there isn't a deadline for when the budget has to be sent to the governor's office. But what usually happens is because there are so many bills that are passed at the final days of session, they don't want to send all the bills at the same time because once the governor's office gets a bill, there is a deadline for him to act. So they don't want to overwhelm him. So usually what happens is they wait until the governor is ready to receive a bill, or they send them in batches, you know, maybe 10 or 20 at a time so that he doesn't get overwhelmed. But he's ready for the budget bill, he said, but he has not received it.
Right. And, you know, it's been more than 2 weeks since the budget was passed. Is this length of time normal? If not, what's the holdup?
Well, and it's interesting you asked. I did my column for Sunday's paper about this, and I went to the expert, who is the Associated Press's Gary Fineout. And Gary Fineout actually wrote about this on his personal blog. And he said during Governor Scott's tenure, since he was elected, the longest the legislature has waited is 28 days, which we're not there yet. But the year that they waited 28 days was in 2012, and the session ended in March that year. So even after 28 days, when he did get the budget bill, it wasn't nearly as close to the scheduled start of the fiscal year as what we're looking at now, because the fiscal year begins July 1, and so we're getting really close, and especially if there are vetoes and a need for a special session, at this point we're cutting it really close because the governor doesn't even have the bills on which to act or veto.
Yeah, and actually I wanted to ask about that too. There are so many controversial parts of this budget, you know, from an omnibus school bill that includes the possibility of punishing cuts to traditional public schools in favor of charters, to a complete zeroing out of the state's land buying program, Florida Forever, not to mention Rick Scott was spurned by lawmakers when they took a hatchet to his favorite economic development programs. How likely is it that we would see a veto of the entire budget or of these very large, in the billions, priorities here, like the school's budget? That would necessitate a special session as well, right?
Yes. If he vetoes the education budget, there are the other, you know, wide-ranging things he could veto. We just don't know. You know, is the governor receiving immense pressure to veto the education bill? Yes. Is he unhappy with the way Visit Florida and Enterprise Florida are funded? Yes. And so he could veto, and any of those vetoes, you know, could require a special session. He also could just do line item vetoes of member projects, which don't necessarily require a special session. But if the legislature wants to override any vetoes, even if he vetoed, you know, a $500,000 museum grant, if the legislature wants to override that veto, they have the power to do so with a special session. So there are a lot of variables, and right now, none of that is playing out because the governor doesn't even have the bills with which to act.
Now, some were saying there was a webinar by, for instance, the 1,000 Friends of Florida, where they were saying that there was a couple of scenarios they were looking at. Of course, they're concerned about Amendment 1 funds, but they were saying that it is possible that he gets the budget, you know, a day before the fiscal year ends. You were talking about his line item veto power. We in Northeast Florida have been on the receiving end of those cuts when our representatives, our lawmakers, haven't really seen eye to eye with the governor. What's at risk for us specifically, locally, here in Jacksonville?
Well, and I've written a lot about what's in the budget for Northeast Florida. So there are a lot of line item appropriations that Governor Scott could remove from the budget. Of course, Northeast Florida is affected by all the statewide policy in the education bill, in the reductions of incentives that have been used to lure businesses in Northeast Florida. It really depends on what type of vetoes Governor Scott makes and how the legislature reacts. And you mentioned, you know, what if they give him the budget on June 30th? Well, he could still veto. And, you know, that would require perhaps some executive orders and emergency spending plans in the interim, which is pretty unprecedented. But again, we don't really know because so much is up in the air.
Tia Mitchell is the bureau chief for the Florida Times Union in Tallahassee, covers the legislature. Tia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.